It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. And Dave, congratulations on a great all-day Ag Outlook meeting yesterday. I guess you had a record crowd.
It was a marvelous affair, Dan. And Todd Gleason and I are both humbled by the huge turnout that we had. We had more than 400 people in attendance yesterday. And for those people who have gone to these over the years, this was our 17th annual all-day agricultural outlook meeting. They said it was one of the best ever, both from the turnout perspective as well as the content that that was received on that particular day. We'll have all the audio from the all-day agricultural outlook up on our website in the next day or two. You can go to WILLAG.org. And on the right-hand side of the page, we'll have it under our agricultural linkages. We'll put it in some other color than blue so you'll be able to see it easily. And you can go there and review, if you were at the meeting, review what was said, or if you were not at the meeting, an opportunity to catch up on what was said yesterday at the All-Day Ag Outlook meeting. Cash hog prices today are called mostly steady, but some locations may be weaker on reports that most plants have adequate supplies for the day and the bulk of their needs filled for Thursday and Friday. Terminals are called steady to lower, tops $42.50 to $46. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $42.50. And the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, February 27th, negotiated swine purchases were $17,029. For the base market hog, on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $52.75 to $65, the weighted average $60.64, a gain of 9 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.57 to $51.90, and the weighted average was $48.56. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $15,782. The base price range, $52.75 to $66.50. The weighted average, $63.09, a loss of 65 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.67 to $50.12, and the weighted average was $48.65.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, I guess you've been to about 15 of these events.
Yes.
And what were your impressions of what you saw yesterday?
Well, huge crowd for one thing, just much bigger than ever. So obviously a lot of interest in the ag markets and WILL's ag programming. So just a huge crowd, I think a well-educated crowd. And some have been coming for years. Many, it was their first show. And I'll just tell those that were there first time, we hope to see you again, because a lot of people told me that the hardest part of farming is the marketing side. Mm. And you could be the best farmer, hardest working farmer in the world, but if you don't market right, you could lose everything. And that's why we're here, to help provide good information so that producers can make good decisions.
Turn your attention to the agriculture weather.
Well, we have another problem with weather in the Midwest coming up, at least for the upper Midwest. It looks like there's going to be some wintry weather. Almost the entire state of Minnesota is under a winter storm warning, the southwest corner under just a snow advisory. Some of the northeast part of Minnesota, though, under a blizzard warning, as another blizzard is heading that way. And for Wisconsin, most of Wisconsin is under a winter storm warning, except the southern quarter. And there's even a few counties or at least one county in the northwest part of Wisconsin under a blizzard warning as well. Around Duluth, a blizzard warning's in effect. So another big storm is heading up that way. Now, farther to the south and east, it's going to be rain, but there are already flood watches out for much of eastern Iowa, northern, central, and southeastern Illinois, northwestern Indiana, and eventually some places to the east may be included in some of the flood watches. So there's a definite storm coming with more moisture, and that is going to be a big concern for some producers that are in lowland areas because of flooding, and also in the upper Midwest because of the problems with travel. And there's a heavy snow warning in effect for much of central and northwestern North Dakota, and advisories out for much of the northern plains. Any moisture they get, whether it's snow or rain, is beneficial there, because one place that's continued to be dry here since last season is the northern plains and parts of Minnesota, but it looks like some moisture is on the way there, and the storm track may become a little more favorable for them. Another area that's quite dry is the southeastern U.S., and with this system, looks like some precipitation will go through, but it appears that the Delta will again be the recipient of more of the beneficial precipitation, and although this time around it looks like some thunderstorms may actually develop and go through the southeast, some of them could be severe. So when all is said and done, most growing areas in the U.S. are going to have ample, if not excessive, soil moisture. And the areas that have been dry lately will get some. The areas that have been wet will get some more. So as we go into the growing season, probably the concern is going to be more with wetness than dryness, and usually that's a problem that's easier to work around than if it's just dry as a bone and stays dry. And one thing that Steve Hilberg and I talked about at the All Day Ag Outlook meeting yesterday is, regardless of what some people are saying, we do not see this year comparing to 1988 at all. We went into 88 very, very dry. This year we're going in very, very wet. So that's completely different. So whether there's a drought later in the season or not, nobody knows for sure. But I can tell you that this is not 1988 repeated at all. And I'll just leave you with that for today. We'll talk more about South America tomorrow. I'll just say, generally speaking, conditions have improved in most areas. They're getting the weather they need to finish up their crop in Argentina and Brazil. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 496.5 down one, last trade up one. May 505 down 1.75, last trade up a quarter. At the Board of Trade in Chicago, March wheat opening at 469.75 down a half, last trade up 1.5. May 477.75 down 5.75, last trade up 2.5. July 492 down 2, last trade up 3. March corn opened at 411 unchanged, last trade up 5. May 423.75 down a half, last trade up 3.25. December 409.5 unchanged, last trade up 4.5. March beans opened at 762.75 down 3/4, last trade up 3.5. May 773.25 down 5.5, last trade up 2.5. November 809.75 down 6.75, last trade up 3. March soybean meal opened at 223.30 down 20, last trade up 50. March soybean oil opened at 30.10 down 4, last trade up 15. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Clayton.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, yesterday we saw a sell-off based on, by many sources, the 9% drop in the Chinese stock market. Overnight, though, that market rebounded, gained back 4% of its value. Does that provide support for commodities this morning?
It doesn't seem to be so far. Energies are a little on the defensive this morning, not a lot, but most part it's been lower. The precious metals continuing to get sacked pretty good here on the heels of a really weak day yesterday. So it maybe is provide a little bit of a bounce for U.S. equity markets. They're up marginally today. A small fraction of what they lost yesterday, but they have kind of stabilized here anyway, so it seems to be affecting that more than the actual tangible commodities. But we did get a little bounce last night in the grains, like you said. I think there's a lot of people out there thinking that in corn particularly, looking at maybe a buying opportunity on this weakness.
And if you look at technical charts, looks like 20-day moving averages have held pretty well across the spectrum.
Yeah. certainly have. I mean, we really rejected the lows yesterday, you know, the real blowout lows that we put in early in the session. So I think it'd be interesting to see, you know, where we go from here. You know, a little bounce overnight isn't surprising at all, especially considering the degree of bullish enthusiasm that's out there. But I do think we've done some pretty serious damage technically, and personally I'd be really surprised if we haven't seen our high for a while. And I think that sure, we'll see some opening strength and all, but you know, to really build on that significantly today or even in the near future, in my opinion, would be kind of surprising. And I would think we'd get a little bit more profit-taking here, certainly be vulnerable to that.
Very quickly calls then.
Right now, corn, I'd say up 3 to 5, beans up 2 to 3, wheat up 1 to 2. And let me just say congratulations on the fantastic job you and Todd did on and all the WILL crew on the meeting yesterday. It was fantastic.
Thank you much, Clayton. Have
okay.
a great day.
All right. Bye.
Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana.